Welcome to the Wager Makers Podcast with Webb and Schmidt.
Brick by brick, baby. I'm freaking out, Webb.
I'm told there'd be no man.
Stupidity is going to be an asset.
What a bunch of crybabies.
Hello, my name is Steve Smith, and this is Rob Weber. Say hey, Webb.
Oh, hello. What's up, Smith?
What's up, man? I'm Smith. That's Webb, and we are the Wager Makers, and this is the Wager Maker Podcast. Webb, this is Wager Maker Podcast number 38. That's crazy.
38. Came quick, man. Came quick. 38. It's, I don't know if we're going to do Curt Schilling, or I know you're going to go lean to your boy George Rogers. I got no problem giving up to George Rogers.
Well, I don't even, I just know, I used to like Schilling when he was like a Philly.
Yeah.
But then when he pulled that shit, that pitching for the Red Sox with a little dot of blood on his ankle, and they made a big deal about it for the whole game long, I never understood that. What kind of, so he's bleeding, so his ankle's bleeding. Who gives a shit?
I have to agree. I'm not the biggest Curt Schilling fan, and they right now they say he's one of the biggest dicks in the baseball history. So we'll go with the Cajun running back.
All right, fair enough, George Rogers. Everybody, we're super excited. This is the minute. This is the time. The show everybody's been waiting for. Our big number one fan / intern competition tonight. We already did the competition. We know who won. In a few minutes, we'll be broadcasting that between our big fans, Mike Lynch, Nick Perrone, and Chad Arnold. First, I want to say also thank you for everyone else that listens a lot. I know Brad Bohannon, Colin Long, Marty Johnson, Howard Smith, Scott Wheatley with the horse picks, a bunch of other people, Stephen Doe, a lot of people I listen to that listen to us a lot.
Todd Lewis,
Chris Gargiul, of course, can't forget him. All you guys, we really appreciate you listening, and so we had a lot of fun with this intern competition, Webb.
First annual, Smith, unbelievable. It was I was on pins and needles. I was thinking about it all week. Very exciting, and it was a blast.
So fun. So we're gonna get that out in a few minutes. We'll just run over a few of the headlines this week, Webb. What do we got? What do we got went on for news headlines this week? You want to talk about?
I think the biggest thing is the Tom Brady at this point, I guess, right? They're saying that that's a real deal, that he's out of there. So that's interesting. I'm going to see maybe they're leaning for Vrabel and the Titans. I think Brady was at, the Carolina game with Edelman, and Edelman said he's gone or he knew what he was doing or something, and I think it's picking up more and more steam at the combine that he's going to be leaving. So that's unbelievable. And the craziest thing is I heard something today that he's interested in bringing Antonio Brown with him wherever he goes, believe it or not.
That's hilarious. No, I didn't know it was such a done deal. I think that's still one for me. I'm going to wait and see. I'm not going to believe that till I see it.
I get that. I hear you, but it's something that's fun. I'm anxious. I hope it happens just to see what goes on for the Patriots, for Belichick, and then also for Brady, see what he's got. What he's got to offer.
All right. I think some news came out this week for the Yankees. Severino is going to have Tommy John surgery. Did you see that?
Severino's out. Yeah. Giancarlo Stanton's still hurt. Aaron Judge is going to miss opening day. Paxton is still out. So they're the odds-on favorite to win it all. Close favorite over the Dodgers, and then actually the Astros are the next favorite. But I'm not a Yankee fan. I don't know what's going to go on with them. They are deep, but that's always a tough division. The Red Sox, Chris Sale, looks like he's starting to throw at least, but they did get rid of Mookie Betts, so I'm not sure. The odds-on favorite for the wild card is Tampa Bay, so it looks like the division will be okay, but it's not going to be the cakewalk that our northeastern fans think it's going to be here.
Yep. Severino, pitching is always going to be an issue for them. They really didn't get much. Well, I guess they got Cole, but Severino being out is going to be a big deal for them. That's going to be a big deal. So your boy Tony Romo got paid this week. You saw that?
$17 million, baby.
They got a lot of NFL players upset about it. You know, like, oh, this
why?
Guy.
How is that? Why would
right.
they be upset?
What does it have anything to do with them?
Right.
It's with the market.
Right.
It's with the market bears. Just like, right. I mean, yeah, you guys make more than a guy that,
right.
I don't know,
you
pick people up in an ambulance.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Motherfuckers make more than I do. Shit.
Right. Right.
And it's the 10 years, right? So $170 million. I mean, the dude that should be pissed off is probably Jim Nantz. He's sitting next to him. He's been doing it for fucking – he does the Olympics. He does the Masters. And he makes, I mean, still a shitload of money, but it ain't $17 million. So
You know, I thought it was pretty funny. I mean, I'm all for him making that money, but I just thought it was funny that, like, several NFL players kind of came out and said this is bullshit, you know. I mean, or Odell Beckham, I'm gonna start doing announce. Yeah, but you would suck.
Right.
Don't even listen to your stupid ass.
Right. Go ahead. Go try it.
I didn't quite get that. It didn't add up to me how that, you know, what that has to do with anything. It's more money though. We made in 17. He never made. I think he only made $16 million, and that was that last year.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So.
They got news up there in Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones came out, Webb, said he wouldn't mind signing Dez Bryant. He wouldn't rule it out signing Dez Bryant.
He said he thinks about him in his shower.
I don't know what that means.
You
I don't want to touch
this
it.
Shit up. You can't make this shit up. I'm a Dez fan. I always have been. And with Garrett leaving and Linehan leaving the year before, it comes to light that maybe it wasn't all Dez that had these issues. And you see a lot of the other players saying some stuff about Garrett, even some of the beat writers, how inflexible he was. So I was a Dez fan. I liked his emotion. He liked being a Dallas Cowboy. It was part of who he was. So I always liked that. I have no issue with Dez Bryant. I actually think it would be a good thing to bring him back. You know, obviously all things being relevant money wise and stuff like that. But I'd be interested to see that, you know, and I'd be rooting for him.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, I'm sure Jerry Jones is just talking. I don't see why they'd bring him back. He's old. He hasn't played in 2-3 years now. He's got hurt the last couple times he's been on the field. I think he was his Achilles last time when he was working out for the Saints. The Saints signed him, and he was here for about a week of practice, and I think it was his Achilles blew out. So I don't know. He's there. I don't see that him
it
being
would be,
a viable
yeah,
receiver at this
removed,
point anymore.
Right. Off an Achilles, yeah. But again, I like him. A fan is, and it's you know it's the Cowboys. There's nothing. Jerry Jones. No news is bad news. There's no bad publicity. Say something stupid, and you'll be the lead story.
Fair enough. So I thought it was funny. Did you see this week in Detroit? Garth, we don't get into politics or anything like that usually, but Garth Brooks came out. He had a show in Detroit, Michigan. You didn't see that?
I don't think so.
So he comes out in a Barry Sanders jersey in Detroit, and of course Barry Sanders was number 20, and all these people went crazy on him because they thought it was like a Bernie Sanders 2020 deal. They didn't get that it was they didn't understand it was a Barry Sanders jersey.
I don't.
Is that the first
you're
hearing of this?
There's just too much. People have too much time. Get a fucking job. I can't. With the, get a fucking do some work. if you're volunteer, do something. Right. Seriously.
If you want to make the world a better place, do something.
You never saw a blue and gray jersey with number 20 in Detroit in your life?
All right. So I had a big long thing. There's a Lakers. Played the Pelicans a couple times last week, and I had a big long thing I was going to go off on how good the Pelicans are and everything, and then they come out last night and lose to the fucking Timberwolves.
That was a bad loss.
So that was a bad loss in a time when they're right there scratching at the door of Memphis, and now, man, they lost a couple in a row, and they played the Mavs tonight, I think, but that's man, it was a tough loss, bad loss last night. So I don't even have nothing to say. I still like the team, still like Zion, but I'm not going to go on my whole rant about look, if you guys want to make the playoffs, go win. You can't. You're below 500, and you're taking teams lightly and getting beat by teams that have 18 wins in a season. I mean, ridiculous. All right. Well, I'm not.
So much for not going on a rant.
That wasn't a rant. I was just giving you a little piece of what I was thinking.
I mean, they were playing so well. They were laying 11 points, and then they were laying points on the road. I mean, who the fuck are the Pelicans? They got to win something first. So they I don't know if they're taking anybody lightly. I just think they were so hot that they had to cool off. So we'll see if they get back, you know, playing better. But they'll be right in the thick of things. And like we said, they're certainly in the right direction. They're trending the right way.
There's only about 20 games left. They're going to have to do a lot better. They can't lose games like this and expect to make the playoffs. But all right. Anything else you want to talk about before we get to this competition, man?
I saw something getting ready for the show earlier. A dude, I think it's Michael Porter Jr. I think he went to Missouri. He was
That's Brad Bohannon's. Like, I think he would have his children if he.
Oh could. Yeah. Well, tell him to put his jersey on before he fucking goes out. You see, he went to
what
put him in
now?
The game, and the dude took off his warm up, but he didn't have his jersey on.
No, I didn't see that.
He goes, the guy, you know, Bickerstaff turns around, he's walking up to the scores table, takes his you know, his shooting jersey off or whatever it is, but his fucking jersey on, so he had to run and put the Russian dude in Diablo for him real quick. It was unbelievable.
No, I didn't see that. I'll have to check it. I think there was one other thing. I remember a dude a long time ago might not have had his shorts on or something under his sweatpants. I think that happened one other time that I remember.
Give him a raise. Give him more money.
So that I'll make sure I give Brad Bohannon shit. I'm going to Vegas tomorrow, and I'll be there with Brad and Colin Long. They listen to the show a lot. I'm gonna win them a lot of money, dude. I'm winning Colin a lot of money. I'm bringing them.
It's a great time. We're tipping off tomorrow. Great time of year. Next week we'll have a ton to talk about with the college hoops, and then also NBA is heating up, as well as the combine, draft, free agency, and then Major League Baseball and college hoops, baby. March Madness is here. I think we tip off at noon tomorrow. We're gonna run probably for 10 days, a ton of games.
All right. So before we get started, we're just gonna hit this real quick. Don't forget, listen to us on TuneIn Radio, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, Google Play Music, YouTube. Devin's gonna tell you about YouTube.
Hi, this is Devin Weber. When you go on the Wager Makers podcast webpage, make sure to subscribe, hit the like button, and hit the bell to put on your post notifications. Thank you.
iHeartRadio, check us out, our picks on sportswatchmonitor.com. Check our Instagram and Facebook, Wager Makers Podcast, at the Wager Makers, thewagermakers@gmail.com. John Grove, thank you for the bumper music. Okay, guys, the show is not over. Now is the time we've all been waiting for. Coming up is the number one fan, and this is no joke, man. These guys are good, Webb. These guys had the answers.
Very, very impressed. Unbelievable. It's someone's listening.
Yeah, we got. I don't know who's listening. We got three listeners.
Right.
No doubt. I mean, these dudes studied this shit or something.
No doubt.
So this is very impressive by these three guys. I'm sure some of you other guys out there, maybe you can listen and hey, look, if you feel like you would have done better, let us know.
We'll
let us know. We'll be doing this again. We'll have other people on. It was a lot of fun, and we had fun with it. And all the guys were great. Nick, Mike, and Chad all did a great job. And all right, without much ado, here comes the competition.
Let's do it. Get ready to rumble.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we've all been waiting for, the big competition. We've been talking about it for weeks. These guys, Nick Perrone, Chad Arnold, and Mike Lynch, they've been at this for weeks. We're on episode number 38 now. They've been listening to all the episodes. They've been studying. They've been learning. They've been getting all the sports knowledge from me and Webb, and now they're ready to take it to the next level. They want to be the Wager Makers intern. So this is a competition here. It's going to be a question.
Brick by brick.
All right, so we're going to start. We're going to introduce you guys to the contestants. And we already did a little off stage. We did a little secret coin flip sort of thing to see who goes first. We're going to have a lot of questions, and we're going to see who wins. So let's start out. Going last today is Chad Arnold. Chad, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and why you think you should deserve to be the intern?
Well, number one, I'm already confused because if I'm going last, why am I going first?
Okay, this isn't getting you any points, Chad. It's kind of nonsense. It just sounds like dead air. It just turns into dead air.
Hello, I'm Chad Arnold. I should be the number one fan because, one, I don't pull for the Jets. Two, like, Webb picks the Atlanta Falcons to win the Super Bowl. I'm like, come on, man. I'm just the best. I know I'm the best. I got the belt right here. I mean, it shows you I'm the best.
He's got the belt.
Does have the belt.
All right. I can tell, Chad. Thank you very much. I can tell you've been working hard for 3 weeks on that introduction.
Yeah, that's right. Way to go.
Well, I didn't know I was going to have to give an introduction. All
right. It just tell us a little bit about yourself. All right. And sitting in his truck now, so that's the only place he can get the Skype to work, is Mike Lynch. Oh, I'm sorry. He's going first. But all right. Is Mike Lynch. Mike, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you think you deserve to be the number one fan and the Wager Makers intern.
I'm a Jersey guy. I know Webb and Swift for a long time. somebody's hiding from the kids.
go out in your truck.
Should have went out in your truck.
Yeah.
Like I said, Jersey guy, known these guys for a long time. I'm a huge fan. Listen to every episode. I can't wait every week. When it comes around, I put my headphones on, I head to the gym, and I listen to the show. Everybody there thinks I'm nuts because I'm walking around laughing. So.
There you go.
Thanks. That was good. That was a good one.
Very good.
All right, let's get it on. All right, Nick. How about you? Nick Perrone. This is Nick Perrone. He's been all over to our social media and Facebook and Twitter and everything. Let's why do you think you're the number one fan and deserving of our internship?
Well, quite honestly, I can't figure out why I'm doing this. First of all, I was under the impression I had the job. And then you guys turn around and at one point you guys gave it to Antonio Brown. I don't know how that happened. Now I gotta compete for it. Now I'm competing for a job when all three listeners are on the TV with me right now. But anyway, and I sit around the entire show waiting for you guys to mention the Jets, and you guys just sit there and you make fun of them. So I don't know. Again, I don't know why. I don't know why I'm doing this, but
he makes a good point.
Here he is.
Here I am.
Where's Antonio Brown?
Yeah, that's right.
I think Nick should get 5 points just for having the best introduction and best reason why.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that felt better for the other guys.
All right. All right, so without further ado, are you guys ready to rumble?
Dude, let's get it on, man.
All right, so Mike, after flipping coins here, we decided Mike goes first. So here's question number one.
We didn't flip a coin.
We had a behind-the-scenes competition with picking numbers, man.
What is that, flipping a coin?
This is showbiz, Chad. It's showbiz. If you're going to be an intern, you better learn this shit. Not everything we say is fucking gospel.
That's the truth. It's not the gospel.
Can we start, Chad? Because last time I checked, you were third.
Okay.
All right, Mike. Question number one. We have a whole bunch of questions. We're going to make sure everybody gets an even amount of questions. But question number one. Mike, every episode we decide a jersey number of the episode. We started that at a certain point. We didn't do that from day one. What was the first episode that we used the jersey number? I'm sorry?
22.
22. Holy shit.
Didn't even let you finish the
question. yes, 22 is the answer. 22. And the question was going to be either give us the number or give us the player. And obviously you jumped all over that, and it's Emmitt Smith. Yeah, Mike, ding, ding, ding. I had buzzer sounds and all that shit, but then I had some shit at work earlier today. Okay, Mike, you have 10 points. Way to go.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, very good.
This is an honor.
Did you guys know the answer? Did anyone else know the answer to that?
Oh, I knew it.
All right, everybody's waving. For the record, everybody's waving. They're not going to see this either, Chad, but everybody's waving. Okay, we're letting them know.
And Nick's waving. Nick,
it's not a coin toss, but let's go. All right. So, Nick. All right. So, actually, it's funny. We had Chad's family on the show a long time ago. We had his wife and both of his daughters on. And they gave us some help with some picks. For 10 points, if you can name us either his wife's name or either of the daughters' names, you get 10 points.
Oh, okay. I believe it was Kelly.
Wow, you guys are fucking. You guys, this is impressive. Right. This is impressive. Jeez.
Ding, 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 ding,
these guys aren't even waiting until the question's over. They're buzzing in.
I like how he sandbagged him. Like, Mike just jumped right in. Nick sandbagged a little bit.
All right. Very good. Awesome. All right. Chad, you're up, man. You're down by 10. So let's see how it goes. Okay. For the Super Bowl special episode, we had a psychic on. What was her name? You can give me either her first or last name. I don't think he's sandbagging.
I'm not sandbagging.
I could see the smoke coming
out of the Mexican mask.
Yeah, that's right. Out of the Chupacabra mask. Put the mask on, Jack.
Is it Sarah?
Not Sarah. Not Sarah. So that means for 5 points, it goes on to Mike to see if he can answer that.
I think it's Sasha.
Oh, man, these guys are not fucking playing well.
No.
Ding, ding. Okay, so Mike gets plus 5.
That was it.
It was Sasha. Right? Sasha Boudreaux.
I was trying to buzz in. No one was.
Well, it's going to go in order. It goes in order. I saw your hand waving. It's going to go in order. But hang in there, Chad. We got a lot of questions. You're only down one and a half. Now you're down one and a half.
All right.
Mike's
up again. All right.
Mike's up again. Okay. So, okay. Well, he seems to know. All right. So Webb picked Atlanta to win the Super Bowl, Mike. Who did he pick them to beat?
I know who you picked, both sides. I'm going to take a guess.
When are you going to do that?
You're doing it today?
Pass. I can't.
Okay, no guess for Mike. That means it goes to Nick for 5 points. If Nick can guess who Webb picked as the runner-up in the Super Bowl.
KC.
KC is the correct answer.
Nice.
Very good, Nick. Right. Good job.
15. All right.
All right. Okay, so now this next question goes to Nick. Nick, when we had the psychic on, she picked a Gatorade color to win for the Gatorade bath. What color did Sasha pick for the Gatorade bath?
I know she was wrong, and I think it was yellow or lime or green, whatever it was.
Yes, all of those answers would have been acceptable. Lemon, lime, green are all acceptable.
All right.
That's
right.
10 for, that's a 10 nice more for
lead
Nick.
For Perone. Keep it all in, right. Keep it in the heights.
Nick. Here we go. Here all we right. go. Jersey.
All right. Chad, let's go, man.
Got to get off the all side, right. Chad.
All right.
I have a bad feeling about this.
No. Come on. We're only one round in. It's only one round in.
Take round one.
Right. You're only got a bad feeling because these guys are whooping your ass. That's why you got a bad feeling. It's kind of like when the dude lost the fight to the Cleveland Browns guy. All of a sudden, he was like, this is a terrible fight to be in. All right,
go ahead. I got this.
You got this, dude. All right. So we have a nickname that we use for the Pelicans, Anthony Davis. What is the nickname and what does it stand for?
Ooh, I don't know this one either.
Sandbagging.
Chad, I tried to send you a softball there. You're down 25 points. I thought I was giving you a softball.
It has to do with LeBron James.
Oh, he's sandbagging.
Yeah.
It's LeBron's bitch. Is it LeBron's bitch? That's my final answer.
It is LeBron's bitch. It is LeBron's bitch. Very good, Chad. Well, nice answer. Very good. Very good. Okay, so right now, at the end of two rounds, Mike has 15 points, Nick has 25 points, and
way
Chad
to go,
has
guys.
10
Very
points.
Impressive.
All right. Very good. I mean, This is impressive.
Yeah, that's right. Right. It's a backwards contest. It's like golf. The lowest score wins in this one, guys.
Yeah. You're the top loser. Yeah. If you win, you're the top loser.
Somebody definitely doesn't know the answer to it.
All right. This Web. This question's coming from Web. In the early episodes, when Webb was, I don't know if he was doing the show in his basement or in his garage or what, there used to be some background noise that would come in every once in a while. What was the
Who's
background
up?
Noise that would come in occasionally on some
me?
Of our early episodes?
Yes, Chad. Yep.
Yes, this is for you, Mike.
Background noise
no,
in
Mike,
the garage.
Mike.
Tick, ding, ding.
10 seconds.
Where's the Jeopardy? Come on, Smith.
Yeah, it's gonna come in post. That's coming in post production. I got buzzers. I got Jeopardy music. Everything.
Don't worry. Throw a guess out of the furnace.
No,
it was not the furnace. It's gonna move on to Nick for 5 points. Nick, do you know what the background noise was?
Once again, it was it was the train.
Yes, it was the train going back in the background.
Unbelievable, this guy. Look at this.
this is pretty fucking embarrassing. Let me tell you.
That's the Spring Heights. That's the Spring Lake Heights train coming through there.
Yeah, that's what it was. No, he knows the neighborhood. He knows that everybody in the neighborhood has a train going in the background.
That's his house.
Yeah. For extra points, what train was it?
Good stuff.
Oh, that's very good. All right, and so that was for five. That was for five
believe,
points for
yes,
Nick, sir. Right? So now it's Nick's
yes,
turn, sir. Right? Holy shit.
He's
all
gonna
right.
get this one wrong
okay.
on purpose.
Well, a couple of more of these are pretty. All right, let's see. All right. It's well documented that Smith took a long shot on LSU to win the national championship and win preseason. What were the odds on LSU at the time that Smith picked
25
that,
to 1, baby.
That team?
He knows it.
Ding, 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 ding. 25 to 1 is correct.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's right. Hey, all these are softballs. I'm not. Nobody's bashing. I'm surprised the other guys aren't getting some of these things.
They're all there. That was a fastball.
Hold on a second. Is Nick married?
He's married to the Wager Makers podcast, my friend.
Of course.
He's got nothing but time on his hands.
25 to 1 is correct.
I was a Jet fan. You didn't watch him football.
That's right. I got nothing to do on Sunday.
He's odds on favorite right now. Even money. He's even money right now. All right, Chad. You're right there.
Right.
All right.
take over for Mike here.
All right, Webb's got a saying going by now. About a certain NFL player. He says stupidity is going to be his asset. Which NFL player is that? Who's one of the stupidest players in the NFL, Chad? He's active. He's not, he's not even Antonio Brown. I'm even giving a couple of tips. He's active. He's an active, legit player.
Hey, it's not Antonio Brown.
Odell Beckham Jr.?
Nope, not Odell Beckham Jr. Damn. For 5 points, Mike Lynch.
You tell me, though.
Who would stupidity be in? Actually, it wasn't an asset.
Get me some crab legs, Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston. Plus five. All right. Hang in there, Chad. We got a few more questions. Mike has 20.
25. Oh, no, only five for that one, right?
Yeah, only five for that one. Mike has 20. Nick has 40.
Oh.
And Chad has 10. All right.
Well, I'm not mailing my belt to nobody.
Just a mask.
It's not over yet, man. Don't be giving up, Chad. All right.
Well, you're giving them softball questions, and you're like pulling obscure stuff out of the show for me.
I gave you a question, and within a half a second of you saying you don't know, Mike Lynch answered it.
Right. That was an easy.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
All right. And not only that, but Mike has a plus five, which means another time earlier on, he answered one of your questions too.
You know what else? I'm working when I'm listening to the show.
Listen. We're not here for excuses. We're not looking for the number one excuse, man. We're looking for the number one fan. Okay? And it's not over yet, so don't start making excuses yet. All right. Mike Lynch, Webb has a commentator, a sports commentator, sports talk show guy, that he hates more than any other sports talk show guy. Who is that man?
Sports commentator? Or announcer or commentator?
Yes.
some sports.
All right.
Analyst, whatever you wanted to call him. Journalist, maybe.
Do, do, do,
yeah.
Do,
do, do, I can't wait for the post-production on this one.
Yeah. I pass. I don't know.
Okay, Nick, this goes to you. Who is Webb's most hated sports analyst?
Basketball West Coast. That's all I remember. Is that right so far?
No. You're off. You're way off.
No idea.
Chad Arnold, who is Webb's most hated sports commentator? We've done this several times.
Stephen A.
Stephen A. Smith. I was just about to give it up and say his name should sound familiar to everybody. But
good job, right, Chad.
So nice job, that. Chad. See that? We're not giving softballs out. Everybody's just some of them you know, some of you don't. All right. So that was to Mike, but now Chad's got the 15. All right, Nick. Every week we have a guy that does horse racing picks for us. He does something. We put it on our Facebook every week. He's getting ready for the Kentucky Derby and doing all the Derby races. What is his name? You can either give me his first name or his last name.
I want to say Scott.
Scott is the correct answer. Scott Wheatley is the correct answer.
Ding, 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 ding.
Very good. Ding, ding, ding. Sorry, no bell.
Got half 100. Nick's got half 100.
Nick is kicking ass. All right.
Could be. It's his job, ain't it?
He had it, right.
I had it. I lost it twice. Don't find a reason to take it from me again. There'll be some other excuse next week.
I think Antonio's calling in.
That's right.
All right. Moving on. Who's up next? Chad's up.
I'm up, man.
All right, here we go.
Overtake Mike here.
All right. In a Monday Night Football game earlier this season, Sam Darnold was saying he was seeing ghosts while playing. What team was Sam Darnold playing against that he saw ghosts? I wanted to send a little. See, we got Jets love. Yeah, we got Jets love.
I caught that backhanded jab on the Jets.
The left-handed back. Compliment.
Right.
Totally.
Come on, Chad. You got this. Who would the Jets be playing that Sam Darnold would be seeing ghosts?
Steelers?
Not the Steelers.
Damn.
Mike, who is Sam Darnold seeing ghosts with? I hope you get this because you know damn well Nick knows it.
That's right.
I don't want to look this past the Nick. I think they were playing the Patriots that night.
Very good,
there
Mike.
There you go.
They were
good
playing
job.
The Patriots.
Say,
they were
Mike.
Playing the Patriots. Very good.
Stefanski, right?
It is.
That's Stefanski for you, and now it's your turn. Too.
You can double dip here.
Yep. Mike, every week I talk about a certain website that tracks our picks. What's the name of the website that keeps track of all of our picks?
This is a good
Thanks, Webb.
Yeah, that's me.
Webb, did you?
Sports watch. No.
I don't. Webb, I mean, it's close. It's almost.
It's three quarters. It's two thirds.
Two thirds of the way there.
Do I have to say .com?
No, yeah. It's not that. That's not the third sports that you're missing. We could give him 7 points.
You want to give him seven? Give him 7.5. Give it to him.
6.66. 6.66 points.
Yeah, give him 7 points.
All right, it's 7 points for you, Lynch. It's sportswatchmonitor.com.
Monitor.
Sportswatchmonitor.com.
Monitor was worth 3 points.
All right, Nick, you're next. Nick, this is a little bit tough one. That's why I was going to Nick. This is I'm challenging.
He's got
here,
the harder ones too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. The curve is changing. Yeah. Nick's got the harder.
Got the red. The red. He's right. Got the science trivial pursuit question. All right.
Early on in the year, we used to do some talk with the UFC fights. You can either tell me who the expert we had come in for the UFC fights, or tell us the name of his website
or blog or publication, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Just...
I want to say John or Jeff. John. Jed. I'm going to go John. That's why I can't remember his last name.
All right. It's not John. It's not John. We'll move on. That was but I'll give you this, Nick. That's probably the toughest question we have on the list.
It's pretty. Yeah, it's a tough.
And you, pretty close. Chad, for 5 points, can you name him? Or the company that he's with?
Jeff.
Well, all right. We're going to give you 5 points.
Give it to him. He's losing. Give it to him.
All right. His name's Jeffrey Hoffman and is the MMA Tribune.
Yeah,
and the only reason, because Nick was like, it's either John or Jeff. I think I'm going to go John.
Way to help out. Way to help him out, Nick.
So Chad said, Jeff? All right, so now it's Chad's turn.
He's going to start telling you guys.
You can get 15 points. You can get 15 points. All right, Chad. Me and Webb really like the Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Gardner Minshew. We also have a nickname for him. What is our nickname for Gardner Minshew? And you say we throw the other guy's curveballs?
Yeah, this is a beach ball.
I mean softballs.
He's sandbagging.
Yeah.
No, I'm really not. Is it Dirk Diggler?
Yeah, it's Dirk Diggler. It's Dirk Diggler. Dirk Diggler. All right. So at the end of however many rounds this is.
It's almost over, guys. Don't worry.
Mike has 32. Nick has 50.
Nick's a half a hundred still, yeah.
And Chad has 30.
All right.
I'm going to have to go through here and make sure. Okay. We still got enough questions for another round for sure.
I got a couple. Yeah, there's at least.
Yeah, we got a few. Maybe
six more out here still, right?
Yep. All right, Mike. I guess, yeah, we're up to the mic. Me and Webb talked during football season about a certain quarterback that refused to take quarterback sneaks. There's apparently one quarterback that, you know, maybe has taken only a handful of quarterback sneaks in his whole career. We call them a pussy. What quarterback is
that? Eli?
Not Eli. Nick, do you know what quarterback?
I do. That's Philip Rivers.
I bet you do.
Ding, 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 ding. Philip Rivers. Yeah, we talked about that at length. A couple times, actually.
Several times. That's why none of these none of these questions are things that are so obscure that we haven't talked about.
No doubt.
No doubt. All right. That means Nick has 55, and this next question goes
to Nick. It's
We got a lot of talk about the cheating incident in baseball, and Chad has given me a lot of shit about my opinions about that on Facebook and everything else. So last week I mentioned what Chad's favorite baseball team is. And by the way, he won't be eligible to get the 5 point come around for this, obviously. But what is Chad's favorite baseball team?
I actually remember this because I found it very odd. Very odd. Boston.
Yes. Yes, it is very odd.
I'm not listening to the show anymore. I'm scaring myself.
I won't tell Mayor. Don't worry, Nick. I won't tell Mayor.
I'm taking a few weeks off.
Yeah. I won't tell the guys when we go. I won't tell everybody when we go golfing. Don't worry.
That's ten. Yeah. What is Rob Weber's penis size?
Yes, right. What does Webb's asshole looks like?
Yeah, this is bad because we're going to lose listeners on this. Nick, our best listener is not going to listen anymore.
Right. Maybe we won't air this.
This is like when you take that real bad beating and you give up gambling for like 3 months.
It's like a bad hangover.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Very good.
Very good.
Nick now has 65 points, and we're going to go to Chad.
Right. Yes. Nick now has 10,000 points.
If this was only Jeopardy.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. If the internship. Yeah. The internship
yeah. Imagine if you actually win in money for this.
Yeah. Right.
All right. In our psychic episode for the Super Bowl, Sharon won on Gatorade bath. What color Gatorade did Sharon pick for the Gatorade bath that was the winner at 550 to 1?
I believe it was
plus
550. Orange or red, like a red color.
Well, those are two different colors,
orange,
Chad.
Orange. It was orange. It was orange. The
lemon lime green. Lemon lime green is legit because that's all considered one. Right. Do you pick an orange or red?
Rainbow a color?
Orange? Did you say orange? All right. Orange is the correct answer. Orange is the correct answer. And that's 10 poor points for Chad. Very good. Respectable. Okay. So at the end of this round, Mike has 32. Nick has 65. And Chad has 40. So, Chad, you come on.
See that, Chad? It's...
All right. All right. That's baseball team. All right. We talked a lot about fantasy football, Mike. Weber hates it, and I love it. What is the name of my fantasy football team?
Fantasy football is not gambling.
That says Weber.
Very true.
Well, says I agree on that. So I agree with that as well.
That's his number 3 points. Give him another three. That's all
right. Let's just get into fractions. He's got three.
That's my answer.
All right.
It's not gambling. You 3 points. Suck at it, and I'm awesome at it.
All right. There you go. Nick, do you know the name of Steve's fantasy football team?
You're going to have to be more specific. Is this your NFL fantasy team or your XFL fantasy team?
That's another 5 minutes right there.
My NFL fantasy football team. Nick's is going to get deducted 5 points for know-it-all, motherfucker.
I actually do not know that one. I'm sorry. I'm out.
Well, Chad might know this, but we might not be able to give him the full 5 points because he's been around this league. Oh, he's pissed.
Oh, whoa. I finally have something.
His father-in-law plays in this league.
I get the full points?
All right. What is the name of my team?
Jersey Devils.
All right. We're going to put 5 with an asterisk next to it. If it comes.
It's going to go right in the book with the Astros, just like the Astros.
Yeah. And you saw the Red Sox.
Freaking Astros.
All right. So you got five with an asterisk. Just if it comes down to it, that might be a tiebreaker kind of thing.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
All right, Mike. We have bumper music every week on our show. Who plays the bumper music? We thank him every week.
John Gross.
Ding, 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 ding. That's 10 points.
That should be a deduction on pronunciation. It's not Gross. It's Grow.
John Grow.
Grow. Okay.
Listen, you can't catch somebody on pronunciation if you can't get the sentence out in between.
Right, right. Right.
That should be deduction for pa-da-da-ba-da. All right, very good, very good. All right, Nick, we made some XFL picks going into the season. Me and Webb did. Name either team that me and Webb picked for the Super Bowl to win it all.
I know. Rob picked Dallas.
Okay, that gets you to full 10, but if you want to go for more, go ahead. Okay. If you want to show off, ahead.
I was just going to guess what you picked. I don't know.
Well, go ahead.
Take a guess. Yeah, take a guess. Wink, wink.
Well, again, we don't know. We know New Orleans doesn't have a team, so we know it's not.
We don't need to go through your whole thought process and play it out. Just you know what it is.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You went with the quarterback from Ohio State.
Well, yeah,
DC, right? DC. You're right. You're right.
There you go.
All right. Very good.
Ready to go. Say Homer? Right, so. Did he say Homer in there?
Yeah. I said Chad.
That's right. Right.
Yep.
All right, Chad. Me and all the boys, Webb, went on a big. Even Lynch was there. Went on a big college football weekend trip this year. Where do we go? What two teams did we see?
I can't answer this.
Right.
No, you're not going to get. You're ineligible for the 5 points.
I know where you went. You went to Clemson.
That's good enough. But who do you think they played?
Nobody, because they didn't play nobody all season until they played LSU.
Good answer.
You should get extra points for the. You're getting plus 5. You're getting plus 5 on that.
Right.
Plus 5 more. You get 15 for that. Because that's the kind of answers we want out of the intern right there. Yeah. They didn't play nobody until they played LSU. That's fair. That's good. All right, Mike. I think I'm running out. Webb, you got some questions left that we didn't get to?
Yep.
All right.
Smits, there's an event every year. It brings a tear to Smits' eye. Gets choked up every year at this certain event. Ding, 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 ding.
Very good.
Stop it.
Hall of Fame speech.
I got two more over here, Smith.
All right, shoot. Go ahead. Nick's next.
What's the score you want to do?
Yeah, let's see. I can't add this up.
52, 60 to 75, right?
As long as I don't win.
Yeah, you're it's.
what is it? 75. Nick's got 75.
All right. Chad has 60.
Chad
and
has
Mike
60.
Has 50.
Okay.
All right. What was our original platform when we first started? We were on one. You listened to us on one. You could listen to us one spot. What was that?
Our first carrier.
Now give us Nick just the hard one.
I'm just going to guess YouTube.
No.
Incorrect. No. Chad, do you know?
Chad, any idea?
Was it Apple Podcasts?
Nope.
Spotify?
Nope. Good guesses. It was Podbean. That's the one that actually carries our thing, and then the other ones all get from.
And then the I got the one last one is the Devin question, but that could happen.
Well, this goes to Chad, right?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
During the cast, Devin says to do three things. What are the three things, and what is that platform that she is talking about?
She's talking about YouTube. Like, share, and subscribe.
I say we give it to her.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
It's like,
subscribe, like, and hit your notification, hit your little bell, hit your notification bell. Yeah. But that's close enough. Close enough. So Chad, nice comeback.
Nice comeback. You didn't win, but man, this was close.
Good try though.
Well, I mean, I was playing against Nick.
That's right.
Sometimes there's nothing you can do. That's what Clemson said about LSU.
All right.
And not,
I had a really good team, but I was playing against LSU.
I mean, not only was Nick was getting all his questions, and then he was getting everything that my FBI agent guy over here was missing. So
same guy.
Like, crap.
Same dude.
Oh, they're both FBI? Oh, my goodness.
This is actually you're under surveillance. This is how we're getting you under surveillance.
Doodle. He's a cop.
Yeah. That's great.
All right, well, listen, thanks. Fellas, listen, you guys are all great. You guys are all winners in my book because you're our best listeners. You're our best fans. Shout out to some of the other fans out there that didn't make it to the competition tonight. You guys are all great.
Guys,
we're going to have all you guys on again, no doubt, because this has been fun. I think this might be a good dynamic. Yeah. This might be the start of us doing something more fun and getting more people involved in the show all the time. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, you guys, so, hope for one of these guys to do some stupid shit so we don't have to bother you guys anymore, so we got something to talk about.
All right. Well, I'm done embarrassing myself for the evening. Thanks for the opportunity.
Congratulations, Nick.
Congrats, Nick. Job, that was awesome. Dude, awesome job, right, man. You guys, I mean, all of you guys, this is unbelievable how many questions
that was.
Right.
All
right. So I actually had to go back and look at some of my notes back here to figure out some of these questions and answers too. Anyway, so you guys fucking rock it, dude.
Love it, guys. Awesome.
Hey, Nick, now you get to sign Webb up on fantasy football.
Before y'all sign off, I just want to say JETS. Sup.
Oh shit.
All right, boys. It's legal.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it. That was a lot of fun.
Love you guys.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Later. Bye.
Thanks.
Later. Good job, Mike.
How do we get off this?
Just hang it up.
Just hang it up, Mike. Hit the phone or like the red phone off thing. There we go.
That was good.
That was fun. That was fun. All right.
Might have enjoyed it a little more than they did. That was great, though.
All right. So, all right. Well, I think that's it for this week's show. Want to thank you all for listening. Webb, take us out.
Brick by brick, baby. Thanks, Chad. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Nick. Nick, way to go. Way to keep it in Jersey. See you soon, Smith.